I want to command right now in the name of Jesus, whatever is running out of time in your life, I command a standing still now in the name of Jesus. I say, until your miracle is fulfilled, your situation will not be obsolete. It will not be out of tune. It will not be out of time. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Because he is with me. So I may boldly say, God is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do? And I found this all through the Bible. If you look at Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, can somebody quickly read? Another person help me open quickly to, Matthew 28, 20. I just want to show you that it's the same pattern. Because this is the nature of the God we have to deal with. I say, all you need for your destiny will not pass you by in the name of Jesus. Is somebody understanding my language here this morning? You say, nobody cares. Who said so? I said, there is he who will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He knows where your shoes are pinching you. He hears your silent weeping in the night. He knows where you wet your pillow with tears. And he's saying that, look, you are not alone. I'm going to put you through in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 36, 1. 35, 31, 6, right?
Be strong and courageous.
That was God to Moses when he assigned him.
Do not be afraid or terrified because of them.
Hello? Is somebody hearing me? Do not be afraid or be terrified because of them.
For the Lord your God goes with you.
For the Lord your God does what? I can't hear you. He goes with you.
He will never leave you nor forsake
he
you.
He will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise the Lord. And somebody read Matthew 28, 20. That was Jesus sending us forth. Hear what he says. 28, 20. Quickly. I'm about to close.
Teaching them to observe all things.
Now he was telling them to go. Now says, teaching them to observe all things, yes, sir.
That I have commanded you.
That I've commanded you, telling disciples.
And lo, I am with you always.
I am with you always.
Even to the end of the
even
age.
Even to the end of the age. Let me tell someone right now, your past might have been terrible. Your failures, oh my goodness, unprecedented. But from now on, in the name of Jesus, with the knowledge that you have, that you are not alone, he will never leave nor forsake. I say, let your miracle begin in the name of Jesus. Let your victory begin to manifest in the name of Jesus. Someone tell your neighbor, say, now I know. Jesus will never leave me. He will never forsake me. So I can boldly say, God is my helper. I'm not afraid of what can man do. You may be seated. That was the Great Commission. And that's what you are we are still on the go, remember? Do you remember in Mark chapter 6? In Mark chapter 6, you know what happened there? They had crossed the sea, first time. And they had carried him along physically. Come on, are you here with me? And then there was storm, come on. And then they thought they were going to die. And the confession of the disciples had changed. And they went to him to wake him up. They said, don't you care if we perish? Guess what he says? He got up. He rebuked the wind. Do you know we still have the power? Because his power was given to rebuke the works of the devil. As a matter of fact, right now, I rebuke every demonic decay in your life. In the name of Jesus. I say, I rebuke every demonic decay. In the name of Jesus. I release your victory in the name of Jesus. He rebuked the wind and then he spoke to the sea. Peace. Be still. You know what? Because he was physically with them, they ran to him. But then something happened in Mark chapter 6. He told them to cross over. And then he went to the mountains to pray. But to see his nature is such that he will never leave. Why do I feel the fire here? I just feel the fire. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Anytime you are with your husband, you are not alone. Did you hear me? Even if he's a monster, he's a creature. Anytime with your boss, you are not alone. Even if he's the number one oppressor of your time, he's a creature. The creator is with you. In the face of the greatest failure that man can ever experience, as long as you are in it and you don't like it and you are looking for him, he is with you. Is somebody here with me? He's my shield, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I prophesy to someone today, no matter what the devil is doing, I say, let your head be lifted up in Jesus' name. I say, be lifted up in the name of Jesus. I command your lifting up in the name of Jesus. You're lifting up in the name of Jesus. You're lifting up in the name of Jesus. Your glory can never be doused. So the second time, he said, let us cross over. Then he said, come on, you guys cross over. And they went over the mountain to pray. Remember, in Mark chapter 6. And again, there was storm. Nobody prepares for storm, because if you are able to prepare for storm, it will not be a storm anymore. If you're able to prepare for it and handle it, it won't be a storm anymore. It will just be something that you can control. But a storm, in its real sense, is something that just takes you unawares. And no matter how much you prepare, do you know when I said the hurricane is coming? And they will prepare, they will barricade, they will do this, and yet they'll get into their car and run. But I thought you knew and you are prepared. Why are you running? Because you can't predict a storm. You can't predict its effect. So suddenly there was a storm again. And I remembered what had happened. Can I bring your imaginations together? They had gone through the first one in chapter 4, when Jesus rebuked the wind and calmed the sea. Now they tried. If you're not there, you say, don't mind them. These people, they had no faith, okay? When is your turn? Use your faith. But when they saw nothing was happening, there was no Jesus to go and wake up now. But the same Jesus that was there physically was there spiritually. And he's there right now. I see there's a miracle in this house today. That will be noised around the world. In the name of Jesus. You can take it if it's yours. So. That means that you won't stop until you manifest it. In the name of Jesus. But when they thought all hope was lost, the Bible said they were so afraid. Suddenly, and Bible said, all the while Jesus was seeing them. He was looking at them. He saw how they were struggling. He expected them to rebuke the wind. He expected them to realize that, look, I am with you. But they didn't know that then. And then suddenly they saw some man walking on the sea. When a man is walking on the sea, it is supernatural. That's why this year, what man never thought you can come through, where they never think you can come through, you will come through in the name of Jesus. It's going to be supernatural in the name of Jesus. And then suddenly somebody was walking. I say, on the sea of your trouble, he will come to you. He never leaves, he never forsakes. And when they saw him, they were afraid and they wanted to run. He said, no, come on. A minute, oh Lord God. A minute, my ship. It is I, do not be afraid. Say, it's the master. I said, if it is you, bid me come. But I thought you were scared of the storm. How come you quickly forget the storm and you are concentrating on the master? Don't you see that our troubles come when we take our focus off him? But I thought you were going to die. But all of a sudden, the storm, wasn't subsiding yet. And suddenly, you and I in the dialogue, bid me come. What about the storm? The storm was still there raging. The water was still trying to overtake them. But now it was in the dialogue with Jesus. And the storm has lost its power. Not that it has reduced, but it doesn't have that kind of hold anymore. And Jesus said, come. And in the raging storm, he started walking. I said, no matter how tough your situation may be, you are going forward. In the name of Jesus, going forward. I say you are unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No storm can stop you. No wave can stop you. No water can stop you. No fear can stop you. In the name of Jesus. I say go forward. And Peter walked on the sea. Why? Because he never left them in the first place. He never forsook them. And in Acts chapter 7 verse 9, the Bible said, and the patriarchs envied Joseph, and they will even kill him. But the Lord was with him and he delivered him from all his troubles. I mean, I say, he's with you like a mighty warrior. He will deliver you from all your trouble. He will put you over. I say, you'll be boldly saying, the Lord is my helper. Somebody say, he's my shield. It's my shield. It's my shield. I say it like a minute. It's my shield. It's my glory. The lifter of my head. I will boldly say, God is my helper. There is nothing any man can do to me. So I command somebody now in the name of Jesus. I say, go forward. I say, go forward. I say, in the name of Jesus, go forward.